Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 90 degrees outside, and the sun is shining. There's no clouds in the sky. There's no wind blowing. It's beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful in Las Vegas. I'm so happy to be here and enjoying the weather. You know, I went down on the strip, and I saw all the girls walking around on the strip. Oh, they were showing their new hairstyles and their new mini dresses and their bikini outfits. Oh, yeah, they're dressing for the summer. It's not quite summertime, but it's the spring, and the spring brings the best of the summertime attire out. Yes, they are dressing to impress on the strip. And they have so many guys on the strip. Girls, you can get your eyes full. You can see all the guys as they're walking back and forth down the strip. Oh, it's a beautiful sight. Yes, I'm so glad I'm in Las Vegas. This reminds me of being in California on the Gold Coast with beautiful weather, beautiful sunshine. It's like I'm sitting on the beach, looking at the waves coming in and out. And I'm laying on my blanket, watching all the girls walk by in their bikinis, outfits. Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, if you come to Vegas, plan to come to Vegas for the summer, because Vegas will be beautiful. People will be walking up and down the strip. They will be going to the casinos, and money is flowing in the casinos. And the drinks are everywhere. The bars are serving up all kind of drinks. And the waitresses are coming around serving you drinks while you're gambling. And they have some good food in Vegas. They have the best food in the world, because we have a lot of the best chefs from all over the world cooking food in Vegas. So the food, the buffets are full, and all-you-can-eat buffets are everywhere in the casino. Yes, Las Vegas is the place to be to make up your mind, get your summertime agenda together, and come to Vegas for the summer. You can even rent a house in Vegas and have a place to stay. You don't even need to stay in the casino. You can just rent a house and move into Vegas for a few weeks and have a good time on the strip, going to see all the shows and all the entertainment in Vegas. They have all of the major acts in Vegas. They're setting up for the shows in all of the casinos in Vegas. They have residency. All the major acts are setting up residency in the casinos in Vegas. So it's a perfect time to make plans to be in Vegas for the summer, because the weather is beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm so happy to be in Vegas because the girls are everywhere, and I'm loving looking at the girls. Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. It's a beautiful place to be. Yes, it is. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play some songs and drop some comedy spots. Because my comedy album's here on social media. You can go to my comedy album at storytimewithgmoney.com and see all of the stories that I put together for you to enjoy with your family and friends. Yes, I have put it together, and it's right there for you to select the show, select the story, and sit back and listen to them with your family and friends. All right, DJ Papa D, it's on you. So what you gonna do? And we'll be back for more in a minute. That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. organization means. M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for Means and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities. And they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity.
Yeah.
I want to announce that we're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Celebrate.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kinds of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? You know, I was just thinking, we have a lot of shows going on here in Las Vegas. We got entertainment in all the casinos, and we got shows in the front of the casinos on the Strip. They got all kinds of shows going on, and you can be entertained for free as you just walk up and down the Strip. And, you know, we have the Eiffel Tower here from Paris, France, and we have the Luxor Hotel with the big tower that's in front of the Luxor. It's the bridge in front of the Luxor Hotel. We have the I can't even think of what it is. It's the canal that runs through Paris, France, where you can get on a little boat and have the gondolier guy pushing the boat with the long poles, and he'll be singing songs to you. You and your girlfriend or your boyfriend can be on the gondolier boat and ride through the canals, which roll around a lot of the casinos on the Strip. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that little boat ride. It's right next to the Eiffel Tower, and it's right next to the Paris Casino on the Strip. And then you can go into the casino, and you can go to the gift shop and buy all kind of things to send your friends and family to let them know you're here in Vegas, because they have a gift shop with all kind of postcards and all kind of goodies that you can send your friends to let them know that you're in Vegas. So that's something I wanted to tell you about. All of the casinos have a gift shop, and you can buy some really interesting gifts for your friends to let them know you're in Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going to go back to DJ Papa D playing the music for you to listen to as you enjoy your day. All right, DJ Papa D, play something to entertain us. And we'll be right back for more of the show. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Thank you. everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call the sweet where I am. Oh, mother, mother.
Just a word to all the homeless people that are listening to this show. I wanted to give you some tips on where to find blankets and where to find extra clothes. If you go into the dumpsters at the apartment complex, because when people move out of the apartment, the maintenance people go in and clean up the apartment, and anything that's left in the apartment, they throw it out. And if you go through the dumpsters, you may actually find some blankets that could actually keep you warm. And that's my tip to you as a homeless person.
Oh,
I want to give some hints to people living in Las Vegas. There's what they call Church Row, where you can go and get clothes. And the churches are located on C Street on the east side of Vegas, all the way to H Street, and on Washington Avenue, which is on the south side of Vegas, all the way up to Harris Avenue. So between those four streets, they have a list of residential streets, and all of these streets have churches on them. And if you get there early, you can get the best pick of clothes so you can get warm for the winter. And you tell them G-Money sent you. G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? You know, I'm listening to Donald Trump. He's in Indiana talking about he's made the country great. He's done all these things to bring jobs to America, to build the wall in Mexico. He said he has 400 miles worth of wall that they're building between Mexico and the United States so that they can stop the immigrants from coming into the United States. Well, you know, he put that money together from all the different agencies in America. He took money from the military. He took money from housing. He took money from the medical industry. And now he's building a wall. I mean, really? Now he's going to shut down the commerce and trade between Mexico and the United States. I don't know who's going to come in and pick all the fruit and the vegetables, because, you know, black people ain't picking fruit no more. We ain't picking no vegetables, you know. So, and, you know, white people don't do things like that. So I don't know. Who is he thinking is going to do all the manual labor? Because right now, you know, black people are movie stars, and they're rappers and singers, and they're playing sports. You know, they're playing in the NBA. They're playing in the NFL. You know, they're playing in the major leagues. So, I don't know. We ain't got time to be picking no cotton. And no, you know, no picking no fruit off the tree and picking no lettuce and no tomatoes. They got to have somebody do that. So he got to let the immigrants come in and go to work. Let them fit in where they get in, you know? I mean, really, that's what I would do. If I was president of the United States, and I am running for president, I would have all the immigrants working, doing all the manual labor, because that's what they're good at. So I would have them working, and I would put them all to work, because everybody comes to America with a trade, so let them put their trade to work. A lot of them can work and do manual labor. A lot of them are chefs, and they work in the food industry, so that's good. A lot of them can babysit and raise these snotty-nosed kids, so they can be good at that. So let them come and be the mannies, the nannies in the house. Let them be the cooks in the house. Let them be the maids and the maintenance people around the house. Yeah, bring all the immigrants in and give them the jobs that we don't want, because this is America, and we have jobs for everybody. So that's my point of view. And I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. All right? Heard me? Yeah, you tell people that G Money's running for president in 2020. And we'll be back with more of the show. All right, DJ Papa D, back to you. So what you gonna do? Okay. Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at, and we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her, but she was dating my buddy, so I couldn't date her, and I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend, but I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends. She would come to the park when I was coaching, and she would come to the club when I was DJing.
Dance with me, come on, dance with me, baby. Dance with me, come on, dance with me, baby. I want you and you want me, so why? have a ball, a party on the radio. So pay attention and remember to listen to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
You can go on the website akcloset.org, and that's a woman that has clothes to give away to homeless people and to people that need clothes. She gives clothes away to men, women, and children. So she has a trailer full of clothes that she's interested in giving away. So go on the website, akcloset.org, and you tell them G Money sent you. There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes. And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas, and they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're open Monday through Saturday, and you tell them G Money sent you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Thank you. getting back, but you knew I would. War is hell. When will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers say? What else is new, my friend, besides what I read? Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh, what's happening, brother? Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, my friend? Are they still getting down where we are going down? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up, I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening, brother?
Hey, man. Woo.
What's happening, brother?
What's been shaking up and down the line?
I know how I'm fighting behind the time.
Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. It's been a real blast. I had a real good time, and my engineers was putting down the music for your listening pleasure. It was all good. Yes, we've had a good day on the show today, and we've dedicated this to helping the homeless. So we want to let you know about an event. It's only one event going on this weekend. So DJ Prophecy, play that one and tell us about that one event we have this weekend.
All right. Hey, not
there, party's in the house.
I know. Party started already. All right.
All right.
All right, G Money. So the only event that's going on this weekend that is, as far as we know, that's related to homelessness is the open air market. And that's happening tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that is hosted by the Lutheran Social Services of Nevada. And this Saturday, tomorrow morning, it will be at Holy Spirit Lutheran Church, which is at 6670 West Cheyenne Avenue. And it's an open-air market. It's a drive-through open-air market. So just come on out, and they'll be giving away food, mostly nutritious food for anyone in need. So that's it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I hope everybody is listening. That's the open air taking place tomorrow from 8 to 10 at the open air market. All right. Well, it's about time for us to end our show. And hope that you join us on Monday for our Tuesday show celebration. That's right, this Monday, April 26th, we will be having a party on the radio. So join us. And we have some games, and we need people to sign up, four people to sign up for the game that we're going to have on Monday. So call 323-870-4366 and sign up for the game. Or you can pull up the website, blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, and sign up as a contestant to play in the game on the 200th radio show celebration. That's next Monday on Blog Talk Radio. So, G-Money will be on the air on Monday for the party. So I hope you're there too. So come on down. We've started the party already. And we're going to party through the weekend. And we're going to party all day Monday from 3 to 5 o'clock. So join us for the party and have a good time. And we got prizes for everybody participating in the game. So it's going to be a good day for everybody. So join us on Monday from 3 to 5 for our party. All right. Well, I'm G Money. I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa D, and my little brother, Big Nasty, for their support in promoting the radio show. So we'll see you again on Monday. Remember, Monday is our 200th radio show, and it's our celebration for our 200th radio show from 3 to 5 o'clock. So join us on Monday. Be there or be square. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. See you on Monday. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Two in the morning and the party still jumping, cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the- we're getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? Shit, I got a body full of brothers in my homeboy